This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to Going Global on Open for Business. I'm Tasha Fusil, and every Friday we speak to entrepreneurs from across the world. The birth of mobile applications have paved way for an entire industry of tinkerers and inventors hard at work to find technological solutions for our everyday problems. Kevin Holish, a serial mobile app developer, created Moment, which is a simple mobile app that hopes to help curb the largest modern-day problem to afflict almost the entire world, mobile phone addiction. So today, Kevin talks us through how Moment can help you to put down your phone and get back to your life, and shares what it's like to be a small-scale techpreneur. Tell us a bit about how Moment works.
Sure. So Moment is an iOS app that you can install on your iPhone and iPad, and it basically tracks how long you're on your device, you know, looking at a screen, and then you can set a daily limit on that, something like an hour and a half a day. And then once you get over your limit, Moment starts to sort of hassle you until you get off your phone.
Where did you get this idea from?
I actually got the idea probably a couple of years ago now when my now wife, when we moved in together into our first apartment, and we, you know, did the cute couple things for, you know, 2 weeks. We made dinner together and we watched movies on the couch and that sort of stuff. But then we kind of went back into our old routines of staring at our iPhones and iPads. So I was kind of thinking along the lines of how to encourage myself and also my wife to put down our phones and sort of get back to the fun couple things and, you know, living in the moment, hence the name.
You took that effort. You took it to the next level in trying to spend more time with your wife.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm an app developer by trade. It's how I make my living. So I kind of see every problem as through like app colored glasses. I can solve everything with an app. So this, I built it and I tried it and it sort of worked for us. So that's what made me think that it could help other people as well.
Right. So she was the first person you tested this app on then?
She was, yeah. It's funny, actually. I installed it on her phone without really telling her at all. And then she hit her daily limit that she didn't know she had, and big thunderstorm noise went off. And she, you know, it scared her. It was a little too loud at that point.
But
It scared her, and she thought there was, like, some, you know, tornado headed our way. But I had to explain that, oh, no, it's this app that you're going to hate that I put on your phone.
So that's what happens when you've reached your limit. A thunder sound plays.
It kind of switches from, there's like two levels of sound, sort of like pleasant sounds while you're under your limit. And you'll get an occasional reminder just as like a tap on the shoulder saying, hey, you've spent 15 minutes on your phone so far, 30 minutes. And then once you hit your limit, it kind of switches to like a super annoying sound. And there's five or six inside the app, but one of them is a thunderstorm.
And it just pops up like continuously, like a pop-up ad.
Exactly, yes.
It's like the worst punishment you could ever get when you're playing games or when you're browsing, to just have pop-up ads keep coming up at you.
Exactly. And that's sort of the way Moment forces you off your phone. And actually, if you look at the sounds in the app, the thunderstorm noise is probably the most pleasant. There are some hair-raising, annoying sounds in there, to say the least.
All right. Well, I'm sure a lot of people have told you this, but it's ironic that you have to pick up your smartphone to find out how many times you've picked up your smartphone.
Exactly. And I actually sort of designed Moment to be an invisible app, is what I'm kind of calling it. So the idea is you would install the app, set up your daily limit, and then you never have to open the app again. You'll kind of get notifications only while you're on the phone of how much you've used it. So you can kind of set the intervals, but I have mine set to every 15 minutes I'm on my phone, I get a notification that says, hey, you're 15 minutes on today, 30 minutes on, and then 45 minutes on. So you can check the app, and there's certain things you can do inside the app, but it's sort of designed never to be used. The notifications are kind of the main interface of it.
With setting the limits and setting the times and things like that, is there a suggested, you know, did you look into what was the ideal healthy amount for a person to be on their phone, or is it sort of up to the individual?
That's a great question, and I definitely left it up to the individual. So it kind of has a default of 90 minutes, which is an hour and a half, And that was kind of pulled from the average use in Moment, I think, is somewhere around 105 minutes. So I kind of set like a, you know, a modest goal for everyone. But I've talked to people that, you know, are upset when they use their phone for 20 minutes. And then I've talked to people who, you know, literally use their phone for 13 hours a day. So it really is different for every person.
Yeah, because I haven't been able to try Moment because I'm an Android user, but I'm almost happy because I don't think I want to know.
Exactly, and that's the kind of attitude that a lot of people have. But I think curiosity kind of overcomes that a little bit.
Yeah, why is this only available on the iOS?
It's really my limits as a developer. I've been making iOS apps basically since the iPhone came out, and I'm one guy, and I'm sort of focused on the iOS apps. There's a huge enough market there, and I just don't really have the skills to develop an Android app.
Right. Like so everything is developed, updated, and managed by yourself, or do you have a team that helps you?
Everything you see is just me. I do all of the development, the marketing, the design, and even the customer support email I answer every morning.
Wow. Is there any reason why you're deciding to work on your own?
Part of it is, you know, I like to sort of control every aspect of it. You know, I'm on the front lines of customer service. So, you know, I get feedback directly from customers, what features they'd like to see, what ideas they have to make the app better. And then on the other side of it, you know, it's partly a money issue as well. Moment makes enough money to make it a sustainable business for me, basically, mm-hmm. but it doesn't quite make enough money to, you know, actually hire people.
Okay. I'm sure you know a lot of app developers as well. Is that a common thing? I mean, like, is that sort of become like an entrepreneurial route for app developers, that you don't have to necessarily make it this huge multi-billion dollar business? It can just be sort of a small business that you work on your own.
Exactly. I'd say, you know, from the other app developers I know, I'm actually sort of the lucky one to even be making any sort of money off of an app, no matter how big it is. It's definitely a path that I've chosen to sort of keep it small and sustainable. There's probably a few things that I could do to make more money and make, you know, hire more people and hire someone to build an Android app, but that's just not the direction that I want to go in. I'd rather keep it small and just make it the best app I can possibly make it.
Okay. How does the technology behind Moment work? How does it actually measure usage?
Sure. So it basically is designed to measure what I call screen time. So there's a lot of things you can do on an iPhone and an iPad. You can listen to music, podcasts, audiobooks, that sort of thing, or talk on the phone. But Moment doesn't measure either of those things. It doesn't count that, you know, sort of as using your phone. It only counts the time that you're inside an app, like tapping around, you know, checking email or texting, that sort of thing.
Kevin Holish speaking to us about his app Moment, which is an app that tracks and hopefully helps cut back the time we spend glued to our phones. We're returning in a bit to talk about Family Moment, which, as the name suggests, is a version of Moment that gets the entire family involved. This is Going Global on BFM 89.9. Good morning, you're still listening to Going Global. And today I'm with Kevin Holish, an app developer who created Moment, which is an iPhone app that aims to help curb mobile phone addiction. Let's talk about Family Moment. How does that work?
That is basically turning the phone addiction problem into sort of a family problem and a family solution, really. At the core of it, it's really a leaderboard where you can see where you and the rest of your family are for the day in terms of your phone use. So you can see if your daughters or sons are, you know, spending 3 hours a day texting their friends, that sort of thing. But on the flip side, the kids can see how much the parents are using their phone as well.
Right, because in my family, I think my mom uses her phone way more than I do.
Exactly, and that's, you know, I have a lot of parents who aren't very happy that their kids can see how much they're using their own phone, but it's, you know, it sort of makes everyone accountable, and it's the overuse of smartphones is kind of a new problem that, you know, kids and parents have, you know, 8 years of smartphone use to sort of create these habits around, and it's sort of a problem for any age person who has a smartphone.
You know, you mentioned a little bit before already about how you do everything from A to Z, including the development. And I like how you share the developments and the revisions of the app on your blog. Was there any reason behind this? Did you do it with the intention to help engage with your users more? Or is it just sort of, you know, something you like to do?
Something I like to do. Sometimes some of the changes I make require a little bit more explanation than what I can put in the release notes inside the App Store, which is really just text.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to show a few pictures or some of the revisions I've gone through. I don't do it for every feature change or every like version, but it's mostly the major changes that I sort of explain in detail. It's a good thing to have if a customer writes in asking for, hey, why'd you change this thing that I used to like? It just helps to explain it a little bit.
Right. From this app alone, I would imagine that you've gathered a lot of data and statistics on smartphone usage. Has anyone ever approached you to use it?
Yes, actually. I have probably 20 professors or researchers using Moment in some sort of smartphone study. So previously to Moment, there was no way to actually measure how much time people were on their phones. It was sort of a self-reporting thing. You know, you manually write down on a piece of paper,
right,
I use my phone from this time to this time.
You can lie, basically. Yeah,
exactly. And it's super, super inaccurate.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of researchers, you know, using Moment and the data it collects that way.
Have you been able to pick up on whether certain countries use their phone a lot more than others?
You know what? I hadn't actually thought about looking at that data, but that is a very interesting question. I'll have to definitely look into that.
I'll keep checking your blog to see whether there's any information on that.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
How would you say that Moment has changed your relationship with technology?
It's definitely made me more conscious of how I use it. You know, it kind of helped me pinpoint the areas where, or I should say the time frames where I use my phone the most. And that was mostly in the mornings and in the evenings. You know, during work, I use the phone a certain amount for development and everything, but I was really getting sort of caught up. First thing in the morning, I would, you know, roll over, dreary-eyed, and pick up my phone and, you know, scroll through Twitter and email for 20 minutes. And then I do the exact same thing right before bed to sort of lull myself to sleep. And I've instituted a no iPhone in the bedroom rule with my wife and I that really helped with that. So the Moment kind of helped me pinpoint my areas of weakness, I guess.
And with internet and smartphone addiction becoming almost commonplace, do you foresee an app like Moment one day becoming a must-have app for people? And I can imagine it being right there with our calculator and alarm clock, just so that people can be more aware of how they're using their phone.
I think the problem and the whole talk around smartphone and how much people use it is definitely headed that direction. I would certainly love it if Moment was the like must-have app. You know, if you get an iPhone, you install Moment, that sort of thing. It's interesting because I don't know if Apple will ever include Moment or some sort of like time tracking on their iPhones by default, sort of as a parental control thing maybe. But that's sort of what I'm trying to do with Moment, sort of outside Apple's sort of default apps.
Is it an app that's difficult for other developers to replicate?
Not really. I mean, any app you see on the App Store, you can replicate. I mean, every app is using a certain set of APIs that Apple makes available to app developers. Moment was kind of the first, and to my knowledge, still the only app that tracks how much time you're on your phone, just because Apple didn't really make that easy information to get. There's no easy way to detect phone use. So I've had to sort of work within Apple's rules and their APIs to calculate that use.
Right. So there are certain limitations to how accurate the app can actually really be.
Definitely. And it's actually improved quite a bit with iOS 8, a few of the API changes there. So right now, I think, honestly, for about 99% of people, maybe even more than that, it should be like 100% accurate. And that's just from collecting the anonymous factors in the million or so people that have used Moment so far.
Moment is getting a lot of online attention now. What sort of things were you initially doing to get the word out?
Honestly, I really didn't do much of anything. I'm certainly not a marketing or advertising guru. I basically tweeted a few people on Twitter, people that have written articles sort of about, you know, how much they use their smartphones, and they kind of echoed the same attitude I had towards it. And then it really went off from there. It was kind of picked up by a few smaller publications, and then it eventually worked its way to big newspapers like New York Times and Washington Post and everything. It really told me, you know, that kind of response to a version 1.0 of an app from a guy in Pittsburgh told me that I hit a soft spot in the market. This kind of thing was definitely needed.
Well, are there any plans to develop it on a bigger scale? I mean, you mentioned before that not really, but how about sort of in the long term? Do you have any long-term plans for Moment?
Oh, definitely long-term. You know, right now I'm focused on iOS, but I definitely plan on, you know, my sort of five-year plan is to get this sort of app on any screen that you use on a daily basis. And for some people, that's Android, but it includes PCs as well, Mac laptops and Microsoft Windows laptops as well. So that's kind of the five-year plan. I'm, you know, working my way towards that, but it's slow going. I'm really taking my time and trying to do stuff right, because I don't think this problem is really going anywhere anytime soon.
Okay. Well, I sort of look forward, and I don't look forward to seeing it on my Android.
Exactly. I'll be sure to email you gently and just say, hey, yeah. I know you really don't want to use this, but check it out.
Thank you. Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah, I would love that, actually. Kevin Holish, the creator of Moment. Moment is available on the iPhone. So if you think you need some help to rein in your smartphone addiction, then do check it out. Thanks for listening. This is Going Global on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.